Today we share with you the views of economist Dr. Delia Worrell. He argues that the COVID pandemic has depressed life expectancy in Central America and the Caribbean.
More alarming than the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on national income was the fall in life expectancy at birth for a majority of countries in the Central American and Caribbean region as a result of the rise in death rates. There were just four countries where life expectancy rose between 2019 and 2021, thanks to the fact that they recorded relatively few COVID-related deaths. Life expectancy in the Bahamas rose 0.6%, with smaller gains for Barbados, St. Kitts Nevis, and Grenada. The magnitude of the global impact of the pandemic is reflected in the fact that the average life expectancy of countries worldwide fell by 2.3%. Of the countries in the Central American and Caribbean region where life expectancy fell, Antigua, Barbuda, and Nicaragua were the least affected. The other countries in the region where the fall in life expectancy was less severe than the world average were the Dominican Republic, Haiti, Trinidad Tobago, Jamaica, and Panama. The wider Latin American region includes countries which recorded among the world's highest death rates from COVID, depressing the average life expectancy for the wider region, including the Caribbean, by as much as 3.9%, 70% worse than the world average. There were five countries in the Central American and Caribbean subregion where the fall in life expectancy was worse than the world average, but less severe than for the wider Latin American and Caribbean region. These were El Salvador, Suriname, Costa Rica, St. Lucia, and Honduras. The countries which suffered the greatest losses of life in the Central American and Caribbean subregion were St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Belize, Guyana, Cuba, and Guatemala. These countries all experienced a decline in life expectancy between 2019 and 2021 that was 4% or larger. The loss for Guatemala, the worst affected, was 5.3%, more than twice the worldwide average. These results suggest a need for investigation into the reasons for the observed results. We would expect that the quality and accessibility of health services would have a bearing on the outcome. And the favorable results for the Bahamas, Barbados, and St. Kitts Nevis are consistent with this. However, Cuba, one of the most envied health services in Latin America and the Caribbean, had among the worst losses in life expectancy. What is more, the widely differing outcomes in Grenada and neighboring St. Vincent and the Grenadines need to be explored.
Economist Dr. Delia Worrell. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.